This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy six Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1 liter flavors and get the seventh free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy six and get the seventh free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, Joe. 560 The Joe Radio Rewind. Running back some of the best you've heard here on 560 over the past 24 hours. Where you at? It's Dan Day. And today is one of my heroes, Jane's Addiction lead singer Perry Farrell's birthday. The founder of Lollapalooza. Guy that I've met, talked to, philosophized with, and just listened to over the years. In music and radio, in sports, in everything. So throughout the day, going to play some Jane's Addiction. Kind of get us through, some Perry Farrell, get us through so we feel good on this birthday. 62 years young, he is going to live forever, not just through his music. Seriously, he's found the fountain of youth. On the way, gonna hear from some other guys that have found the fountain of youth. Joe Rose Show, they're talking with Nat Moore. Greeny, he's breaking down the quarterback carousel that is the NFL. Then Hawk and Crowder, remember Howard Schnellenberger. Right now, let's get to the headlines. Mihamia, Bjelica, and Goran Dragic will be with the Heat tonight when they play against the Knicks, but Victor Oladipo and Kendrick Nunn have been ruled out. Tip is at 7:30. The Panthers beat the Stars Saturday 4-3 in overtime, then down Dallas again yesterday 4-1, but not without cost as Aaron Ekblad injured his leg and is expected to miss significant time on the ice. The Marlins have named Jazz Chisholm as their starting second baseman. Opening day is Thursday against Tampa. Following the team's first spring practice, the U will host its pro day today. The season starts September 4th against Alabama and Atlanta. Chris Likes, who had previously decided to turn pro, now says he'll enter the transfer portal. The Canes guard played in only two games this past season. Legendary Canes and FAU football coach Howard Schnellenberger passed away over the weekend. He was 87. The U.S. men's national team defeated Northern Ireland 2-1 yesterday in World Cup qualifying, while the under-23 team lost to Honduras 2-1, thus eliminating the U.S. from the Olympics for the third time in a row. The Elite Eight begins tonight as Oregon State takes on Houston at 7:15, then Arkansas and Baylor do battle at 10. The two big man signings in the NBA this weekend were LaMarcus Aldridge to the Nets and Andre Drummond to the Lakers. The NFL is expected to expand its regular season schedule to 17 games. The owners will meet and vote virtually tomorrow or Wednesday. Memphis defeated Mississippi State 77-64 yesterday to capture the NIT championship. And with that being said, let's now take a step into the day spa. A French diver recently swam under nearly 400 feet of ice in a lake without flippers. One word, shrinkage. An Okaloosa sheriff was able to wrangle an escaped donkey over the weekend. What'd you do this past weekend, bruh? I chased around some A woman shared online a story of a date gone wrong where she went for a walk with a man and his dog, then ended up with her jumping into the river to rescue the dog and the guy shouting useless suggestions on what to do. So, can we see each other again? An expecting mom in England now gets stressed every time she hears her friend's cat's name. Why the worry? The friend stole her baby name and gave it to her cat. Me? Yow. Row is what you got to say when you wake up in the morning. 6 to 10, weekdays, Joe Rose gets you humming. And earlier today, talking to former Dolphin Nat Moore, what were they talking about? Well, Friday's big Dolphins trades and cycling for a cure.
Nat Moore joins us this morning. Nat, how you doing?
Doing fantastic, Joe. You know, trying to get ready for the DCC, coming up on April 10th. So, you know, getting my little training rides in. Got in a nice little 20-mile ride yesterday. Hope to get in a 15 today once I get off the phone with you. So, yeah, I'm getting prepared, you know.
Man, you on the bike. You're making us all look bad, man. You're making all the walkers look real, real bad right now. All right, before we get to, I don't want to talk about all this DCC stuff, and you can help me raise money this morning, and I appreciate that. But I want to get your take on what happened Friday afternoon. Were you surprised the Dolphins made a move? Not that they made the move, because I think a lot of us expected that. But were you surprised they made it a month out from the draft?
Well, you know, Joe, I like the fact that, Chris Greer and Brian Flores are doing a fantastic job of figuring out where they need to be in the draft to get the guy or guys they want. You know, sometimes you move back, sometimes you move up. We've seen that movie play out several times before. But the fact that they were able to move back and pick up extra picks in years to come and still get back up to where they felt they needed to be able to secure the guy they're looking for, I thought that was a great move. And sometimes the longer you wait, somebody beats you to that move. So, you know, they've sort of positioned themselves early on.
Yeah, no, you're right. And that would be the one thing to beat everybody else to the punch on that. Hey, I want to ask you about a guy from your school. We have really picked up here on the show a lot of people in love with that big, talented tight end, Kyle Pitts, from your school. What are your thoughts on him from what you've seen, Nat?
Well, I think he's I wouldn't say a great route runner, but he runs good routes, has great hands, has speed, and when the ball's in the air, he goes up and attacks the football. So, you know, he's that kind of guy that at a tight end position, you get great mismatches because he's going to be covered by safeties and linebackers. And first and foremost, most of them can't run with him. Les Moore high point the ball the way he does. So he was really a big target for Trask. And it's kind of interesting. You know, we're talking about Kyle Pitts, and we're not saying a whole lot about Kyle Trask at this point. So it shows you just what a great athlete he was. And you saw what happened when he got injured and was out for a while with the concussion that, you know, the production of the offense went down.
All right, let's jump into this thing, man. This is our big one with the Miami Dolphins. As you mentioned, April 10th, the Dolphins challenge cancer. And don't let the name, we did switch it a little bit, but it's the same thing. I'm just, now let's get people involved in raising and the different ways they can do it. We got a few days left to really get people involved, either on a bike, walking, running, a lot of different ways, or just donating money.
Yeah, Joe, the big thing and the thing I don't ever want to forget is this all started with Jim Mandich. You know, when Jim Mandich was affected with cancer and he was treated at UM Sylvester Cancer Center, and they weren't a cancer research institute at the time. They had not gotten the NCI designation, and we started out with a very small group and did it in 3 months and raised a lot of money. And at this point, we've over the last 10 years, we've raised $39 million, have committed to a total of an average of $6 million for the next 6 years to get it to 75. And you know, we've got two more days for folks to sign up, Joe. That's the most critical part, and the reason I reached out to you about coming on your show. We've got over 3,000 participants so far, but you know, we've got till March 31st to get people signed up and committed to being a part of it. It's a fun day. It's an opportunity for you and friends to go on a nice little bike ride, whether it's 15 miles, 35 miles, 50 miles, or 100 miles. And then you've got the 5K where you can walk or run. And even more so, we also have it where a lot of this is also virtual. You don't have to come.
Right.
Me personally, Joe, I've been riding with my mask on, just get used to riding with a mask because, you know, the mask, you know, it protects you. I've gotten the vaccine, got both doses, and I still wear my mask, you know, just to be safe. And we're doing everything we can to keep people safe while raising money to fight cancer. You know, when you think of what has happened with the COVID virus, the amount of people that have died, cancer didn't stop. There are still people dying and catching cancer and suffering, and their families suffering. So we're trying to do everything to combat the COVID virus by making sure we do all of the social distancing and everything else. But we also can't stop and forget about this dreaded disease that has affected us for years and years and years, which is cancer. We've raised over $3 million at this point, so we still got a long way to go. And we just like to encourage everybody to come on out, be a part of it, whether you volunteer, whether you do it from a virtual standpoint. Just get involved, you know, donate money, ride or walk. It's an opportunity to be a part of something special that hopefully with the hard work of the scientists and the doctors over at UM Sylvester Cancer Center, that one day we're going to find that cure. That's the key.
Well, listen, we want more cyclists, we want more walkers, we want runners, and then for those of you that have lost family, friends, or just whatever it is, we'd love to get you involved. This is our big one, and I'll tell you what, Sylvester is moving up the ladder as far as one of the great cancer centers that we have in this country right now. We got a few days left, and so we want to make sure we get as many people involved as possible. Nat, it's always great having you, buddy. Really appreciate you coming on and talking about just a few days left to sign up for our big event.
Well, Joe, you know, some people, when you're talking to them, they say, I don't have a bike. And I'm like, well, you know, my good friends over at Max Cycles, they sell bikes, they repair bikes, they tune up bikes. As a matter of fact, as much as I ride mine, I got to go get mine tuned up. And, you know, there's so many people that come up with excuses as to why not versus right. Let me go solve the problem and be a part of something. So I'd just like to encourage everybody out there to get involved. You know, we've got some great companies throughout South Florida. I mean, I know I ain't supposed to do this, but I got to give a shout out to a couple companies, Joe.
Go ahead. No, you can do that.
You know, when
you've
I think
around
about
long
the Lennar
enough
Foundation,
here.
The Lennar
yeah.
Homes with Stuart Miller and those
Love
guys
Stu.
And the great job they do, and the Moss Construction with Bob Moss and his folks.
Love Bob.
I mean, when you start to think about all of the great companies, and I don't know who has the biggest group that participates in this thing, whether it's Lennar Homes, whether it's the Miami Dolphins, whether it's Bob Boss and his company, whether it's AutoNation. I mean, there's so many great companies that get involved, and we'd like to encourage not just the individuals, but the companies. You know, yeah. You still got time. We still got a couple of days. Come on, sign up, be a part of this, and get your it's a great company outing, and that's the whole key. I mean, I think that our alumni, we have Joe, probably 60 folks that are on the alumni of the Miami Dolphin alumni members team, and we've already hit records this year as far as fundraising, and we're going to try and keep it going. So we encourage everybody to get involved and be a part of this.
I got to tell everybody, hey, Nat, you were impressive, man. We had all the alumni on Zoom. You were good, man. They couldn't say no to you, my man. You are good. It was great, and we did. Got a lot of guys, and by the way, a lot of younger alumni guys, so it really is great. And all those great companies, Stuart Miller, man, is he is a superstar, so it's great. Nat, thank you, man. I appreciate
it. No, thank you, guys. I really appreciate the fact that you guys are always there for us. So
right,
you guys have a great day. Have a great broadcast, and if nothing else, I will definitely see you on April 10th.
Nat, we're just trying to get better here on the radio in the morning. That's all. We're just trying to get a little bit better. Thank you, buddy.
All right, guys. Y'all take care. Thank you.
Love, love, love riding a bicycle in a safe spot. Miami, not too many safe spots. Those cars are crazy. So Broward, a little safer, but still, those cars are crazy. South Florida, although a biking paradise, not the safest biking paradise. So be careful out there. Nat Moore. Greeny, he's keeping you going.
Does this mean the Dolphins are 100% sold on Tua? Answer, yes.
Tua time and the quarterback carousel in the NFL from Greeny next. Plus some Perry Farrell music. Happy birthday, Perry Farrell. Right here on 560 The Joe Radio Rewind.
Go, 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 go.
560 The Joe Radio Rewind. Running back some of the best you've heard here on 560 over the past 24 hours. I am Dan Day on social media at Dan Day Radio. Got to play some Jane's Addiction. Perry Farrell, it is his 62nd birthday today. One of my heroes in life. He and Hunter S. Thompson, I celebrate their birthdays because I idolize those guys. I philosophize with those guys. I believe in those guys. Just great people all together. So on July 18th, we'll be celebrating Hunter S. Thompson. But today, it's Perry Farrell's day, so happy birthday, Perry Farrell. I know he went to high school in Miami. Yeah, that's right. New York City is where he's from, but was in Miami for a short while and then jumped out to California and lived a very cool life. So Perry Farrell, happy, happy birthday. Always happy to hear Greeny weekdays from 10 to noon earlier. He's got the quarterback carousel going. He drops some hints on where Mac Jones could fall in the draft, and he says it's Tua time in Miami.
There it is, my quarterback carousel music, and it was spinning out of control over the weekend. My only frustration is that I wrapped up this show at 12 o'clock Eastern time, as I always do here on Friday, and like 20 minutes later, the NFL turned completely upside down with the monster trade, with San Francisco trading all the way up to number 3 with the Dolphins, who then swapped picks with the Eagles. And so by now, as I'm sure you are well aware, the way it all turned out was San Francisco will have the 3rd pick, the Dolphins will have the 6th pick, the Eagles will have the 12th pick, and a whole lot of other stuff changed hands as well. And so I know the way this turns out is you have a variety of questions. And the good news is I and I alone have all of the answers. So we will make my answers to your questions. Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. And here we go. The first question is, who are the 49ers taking? Mac Jones, Trey Lance, or Justin Fields? I'm glad you asked. We had sneaky big news from Mike Tannenbaum on Get Up this morning when he gave us a very good hint as to who is going to be the number 3 pick.
Tomorrow there's a pro day at both Alabama, and reportedly both John Lynch, the general manager of the 49ers, and Kyle Shanahan are going to be in Tuscaloosa to watch Mac Jones throw instead of Justin Fields at Ohio State. And again, that's not necessarily outcome determinative, but I think it's a very strong signal of which way they're leaning.
Again, he lost his signal there, so you missed one very important word, which is that Ohio State's pro day is going on the same day. So tomorrow, Mac Jones has his day, and Justin Fields has his day. And the 49ers, head coach and general manager, are going to Alabama. They're going to go see Mac Jones. If you read the tea leaves, I believe Mac Jones is going to be the 3rd pick in this draft. Who does everyone tell you Mac Jones reminds you of? Who does everyone say? Who is the comparable, the comparison in the NFL about Mac Jones? Everybody says Matt Ryan. Who is the coach of the San Francisco 49ers? He's Kyle Shanahan. He was the offensive coordinator in Atlanta when Matt Ryan won the league MVP. Far and away the best season Ryan ever had. And by now you're well aware they were 28-3 up in the Super Bowl and everything went to hell in a handbasket. But you know the point here. You might say to yourself, that's crazy. Everyone thinks Mac Jones is the 5th best quarterback. You don't know what everybody thinks. You know what our evaluators think. And you know what the teams want you to think. But I'm telling you right now, the 49ers went up there because they are going to take Mac Jones from Alabama with the 3rd pick in the NFL draft. Straight Talk Wireless, no contract, no compromise. So that's the first question you have. Here comes the next one. Did the Eagles move back to avoid taking a quarterback if one slides to them? This in keeping with the idea that the owner has said, no ifs, ands, or buts, we want the quarterback to be Jalen Hurts. The answer is both yes and no. They didn't make that move because they don't want to be faced with that conundrum. They made that move because they've made up their minds Jalen Hurts is going to be their quarterback. And as such, there is a lot more value at 6. The Eagles did the exact right thing. This was a great move for them. I said on this show last week, the Eagles adding Ja'Marr Chase to this roster would be like adding really fancy rims onto a car that has no engine. The Eagles stink. Their roster is completely devoid of talent. They need to add a bunch of good players. They don't need one great player. They need like 5 or 6 good ones. Get more picks, bring in more people. Let Jalen Hurts tell you. Let him give you the answer. Either he is or he isn't the quarterback of your future. And they'll do just fine with whoever they get at 12. I know every player in this draft at this point. There's a ton of good talent that will be there. There are a bunch of offensive tackles, if that's the direction they want to go. There will be more receivers that they can take there at number 12. Maybe someone like Jalen Waddle slides down there. If not, there are other players, a guy like Kadarius Toney from Florida. These are names you may not know. I do. The point of it is, I think the Eagles did exactly the right thing. The next question that comes from the deal on Friday. Does this mean the Dolphins are 100% sold on Tua? Answer, yes. They went all in. They committed to Tua Tagovailoa. They had the opportunity to restart that. They are a win-now team, as evidenced by the fact that when they traded back to 12, they then traded back up again to 6. They're going to get Ja'Marr Chase, the superstar receiver out of LSU, or Kyle Pitts, the superstar waiting to happen tight end out of Florida. And they're making a run this year. The Dolphins are behaving like a team that believes they can win the Super Bowl this year, and that means they're all in on Tua. Is that the right decision? Tua will decide that. Time will tell. Sitting where I sit now, knowing what I know now, I think it is the right decision. You invested so much in getting him. To give up after 1 year would be a mistake. I think it's the right thing to do. Finally, are the Jets locked in to Zach Wilson at number 2? That is the question. And the overwhelming answer is yes. It is clear. The New York Jets have made their decision. They're going to take Zach Wilson, the quarterback from BYU, at number 2, despite the fact that Lewis Riddick pointed out on Twitter that Sam Darnold is 100% capable of making the same ridiculous kind of throw that Zach Wilson did at his pro day. The Jets have made up their mind. If you're a fan of that team like I am, it doesn't make any difference whether you think it's the right thing or the wrong thing. The time has come to just hope for the best. Hope it works. Because the bad news is, I asked Kimberly Martin this morning, our NFL insider extraordinaire, what is the trade value right now for Sam Darnold? And here's what she said.
Well, the conversations I had with NFL GMs, most of them said maybe a third. And they were sort of not really feeling great about that either. You know, one even said a late third might be a little too rich, or possibly a conditional fourth.
A late third or a conditional fourth. Now, part of that, at least some part of it, I have to believe, stems from the fact that they waited this long to do it. Because so many teams that might have wanted quarterbacks, not that might have, so many teams that wanted quarterbacks don't anymore. The Bears got Andy Dalton, and the Colts got Carson Wentz, and the 49ers just traded up to the third pick, and all these other places. New Orleans made its decisions. And there are so many openings that have closed that you look at and you say, where does Sam go now? I'm not sure who it is that's interested in him. I'll say that it is my opinion that for a third-round pick, Sam Darnold could wind up being a steal, could wind up being one of the best trades your team ever made. But I can't prove it, and at this point, neither can he. And that's why we wind up where we are.
Going to be interesting. We got our draft party coming up. It's going to be virtual. You are invited. Keep it tuned for details on that. Keep it tuned for some Hawk and Crowder.
He was everything you would expect Howard Schnellenberger to be.
They will remember the great coach next, plus more great Jane's Addiction or Perry Farrell music to celebrate the great one's birthday. This is 560 The Joe Radio Rewind. The Joe Radio Rewind. Running back some of the best you've heard here on 560 over the past 24 hours. Hola, I am Dan Day, celebrating Perry Farrell's 62nd birthday. So, got to play some of that music in the background that came from Perry Farrell's brain. Got to hang out with him one time when he was touring with his band Satellite Party. Interviewed him at the radio station I was at. Went backstage, had a beer with him. Very interesting times. Also saw him one time doing a DJ set. For a while, he was just DJing. And he did a DJ set, and it was really one of the cooler instances in my life. Nobody was there. There was legitimately 25 people in the whole venue. It was on a Thursday night. Radio station, the last segment, was like, you want tickets? So I was like, yeah, I'll go. So I went, and unbelievable stuff right there. Always unbelievable stuff with Hawk and Crowder. They're on from 2 to 6. Earlier today, they remember the great Howard Schnellenberger. Also, they talk about the Dallas Walking Dead and I Am Legend.
The container ship in the Suez is free. And the Egyptian authorities, started blaring Trick Daddy to get this thing moving. Crank it up. Let's go. Containers coming in. Peeps Pepsi being delayed. Pepsi Peeps. Peepsy.
Good Peepsy.
All right, we have a lot to get to today. It was a busy weekend. Coach Howard Schnellenberger passed away over the weekend. 87 years old, lived a good, full life. He was a friend of ours, a friend of the program, a friend of the radio stations, and we'll have some fun Howard Schnellenberger memories that we'll share today. But you know, Crowder, the University of Miami is not the University of Miami without Howard Schnellenberger.
Heck no, he started it all.
We will remember him today in a way that only we can. It's UM's Pro Day that's going on right now. I think everybody was just tweeting about Jalen Phillips' 40. Did he have a great 40? 4.56. Okay, because they were unofficial, so he did a 4.56 and a 4.58.
That's flying. For his size, he's a big old boy. He worked out at House of Athlete.
Oh, did he?
Brandon Marshall. So I'm over there sometimes.
Yeah.
I had my same moment with him that I had with who was the other guy?
Gregory Rousseau.
Rousseau. I looked at him and walked up to him and was like, he towers over me. Goodness gracious. Yeah. He's a big old fella.
So UM's Pro Day is going on. The Heat lost their sixth in a row Friday night and also misplaced LaMarcus Aldridge over the weekend. They thought they knew where he was, and they had misplaced him. Panthers started winning again, but Aaron Ekblad may be out for an extended period of time, so that's bad news. So some audio clips to play from when Howard Schnellenberger was the voice of my show when I first came to 560. I was doing the show with Zach Krantz, and we hired Howard Schnellenberger to be the voice, the imaging of the show, and he was everything you would expect Howard Schnellenberger to be. Like a goose.
I was there for one of the retakes, and he didn't laugh at any of my jokes. It kind of got to me.
He was always business. Take care of your business, and then we'll get to hoo-ha. But you got to take care of your business first. And speaking of that, Mark Richt, the former head coach at the University of Miami, played for Howard Schnellenberger. When Mark Richt was on the UM squad, that was Howard Schnellenberger's, I think he was only at UM like 4 years before he put them on the right track, but that was his coach. So he's going to join us today. And of course, we'll do 15 minutes of Heat, getting you ready for Heat and Knicks tonight. So
how about the Panthers?
Heat are still winless with you and your gold jerseys.
Yeah, but the Panthers picked up two straight, so I'm feeling good about that.
They lost Aaron Ekblad.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, Aaron Ekblad.
You don't have a gold Panthers jersey. What are you talking about?
Well, no, I mean, Hawk was including that in the curse. Hawk was including that.
The Panthers had not won a game since he bought those two damn trophy gold jerseys. Okay. Now they've won two games, but they don't have Aaron Ekblad, Sasha Barkov, or Patrick Hornquist. Everybody's injured. So I hope you're happy with your jerseys, jackass.
I was flexing them this weekend at the family barbecue, had one of them on. I mean, I look good this weekend in gold, man. I got to tell you, I looked really good.
Did you smell smoky?
I did. My toes, Crowder, my toes are smoky.
Y'all have what, gas grills? Y'all don't even got real smoke.
Nah. You got to smell smoky.
The Panthers did take two straight this weekend over the Stars in overtime Saturday, 4-3. And 4-1 yesterday, but as we were mentioning, Aaron Ekblad, he was carted off the ice. It was a scary moment. Clearly something, he knew something was wrong immediately.
Yeah, you never see a hockey player stretchered off.
Right.
You just don't see it.
That's what I'm saying. It got to be something bad because they're tough guys.
Yep. I mean, you just don't see it. They will hunch over but skate off no matter what happens. It was when I saw that stretcher come out, and then Crowder and I have such a fond memory of being at that Dallas Stars arena. I think it's the American Airlines Center in Dallas. We had a fun night of hockey there. We had so much fun. We walked home 3 hours under the overpasses of Dallas.
That was fun. I liked that.
Yeah, it just wasn't fun. We lived the Walking Dead. Could have had an Uber and could have gotten reimbursed by the radio stations, but we had to walk through, you know, I Am Legend.
Come on, man. Everybody likes to walk past some crackheads every now and again, don't you?
We were walking past mannequins, talking to them like we were friends. Didn't know what was happening.
We had a German Shepherd. We'd be in there.
We needed one for that walk home.
We needed Samantha to protect us.
The butterfly. Look for
told
the butterfly.
You that's my favorite movie, baby. I know everybody's name.
How that's your favorite movie is really. Now I know how you dropped from first round to third round. Did you have to fill out a form like favorite album, favorite movie? The moment you wrote I Am Legend, favorite movie, they were like, this guy just doesn't have what it takes.
He did great on his Wonderlick, but he likes I Am Legend. This is we so can't
what,
draft.
What
this
do we
kid.
Do here? It obviously he's obviously not coherent. There's something wrong. I Am Legend. Such a great concept. It just failed.
in your opinion.
And this, Which is the only opinion that matters.
This whole concept of me dropping, I lost $8 million. So, you know, it's a little sweet and sour when you tell these jokes. Huh?
But I'm sure that movie brought you $8 million worth of entertainment over the year.
You know what? I like to look at it that way. Thank you.
I watched I Am Legend the other night, and it wasn't as bad as I remember it being, but it still wasn't the greatest movie. Not worth losing $1 million, much less millions of dollars. But hey, Crowder, do your thing. We've done our thing today. Once again, happy birthday to the great Perry Farrell, Jane's Addiction lead singer, Porno for Pyros lead singer, solo artist, also a DJ, founder of Lollapalooza, and so, so much more. Nothing shocking anymore. Ritual de lo habitual, Perry Farrell, happy birthday. I'm going to live my best Perry Farrell lifestyle. Pelicans play tonight. Zion's been averaging almost 40 points a game. So excited about that. Then afterwards, I got Arkansas and Baylor. My uncle and aunt live in Little Rock, Arkansas. You know I'm going to be drunk live texting them. Might even drunk live text Zaslow and Amber a little bit because they never listen to my texts. Why not? But let's hang out again tomorrow night, 6 o'clock, right here for another edition of 560 The Joe Radio Rewind. Later, slug.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games, or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.